your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. And it's our tradition on this program to start with a scripture reading. Today we are going into 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It's at the very end of this chapter, and it is verses 12 to 18. Powerful here. I hope this blesses you. Therefore, having such a hope, we use great boldness. We are not like Moses, who used to put a veil over his face so that the Israelites could not stare at the end of what was fading away, but their minds were closed. For to this day, at the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remains. It is not lifted, because it is set aside only in Christ. Even to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over the hearts, but whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We all, with unveiled faces, are looking in a mirror at the glory of the Lord and are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 to 18. Read the whole book. Read that chapter. It is phenomenal, because on this program, we believe that the word of the Lord is alive and active. And on this program, we will share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer, and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. Because the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this show. We share the Word, and we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the Word today, and also give you eyes to see and ears to hear. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please check it out. Send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to pray for you. And this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's special guest. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in today on the program. We have a special guest, Betsy Brandon, who is a third-year student-athlete at the University of Virginia. I met her this past Sunday at the Sunrise Service, the third annual Sunrise Service at the University of Virginia in the amphitheater. Betsy spoke. It was amazing. My wife, Mo, that many of our listeners have met, she's been on the show. She also spoke, and when the service was over, my wife went up and talked to Betsy in the middle of her crowd and said, "You need to be on my husband's radio show." And so, Betsy, you are so nice to say yes and come on. But I was just all excited about your testimony. And so, first of all, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I can't believe your third year at the University of Virginia. You spoke like a seasoned veteran. And for those of our listeners that were not at the service, Betsy and I will both tell you, it's not easy speaking. I mean, she was in front of 400 people in the amphitheater at UVA. You did a phenomenal job.
Thank you so much. Yes, it was slightly nerve-wracking, but it's okay. We made it through.
Oh, gosh, there's so much I want to talk about, but let's just share with our listeners, if you could roll it back, this is how we like to start the show, and just talk about your faith journey, kind of how you became to be a believer in Jesus and now a full-on ambassador for Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'd love to do that. So I grew up in Littleton, Colorado. I come from pretty far away. And I grew up in a house. I have two older sisters, a younger brother, and two very loving parents. And our faith has always kind of been a foundation of our household, which I feel incredibly lucky to have had that. But it really kind of became my own when I came to the University of Virginia, especially through, I was struggling a lot with soccer. It was hard when you leave basically everything you know so far away, and I just stepped out into a completely foreign environment. Soccer was new, new friends, no family, you know, school is entirely different. So just the transition to college in general is difficult, but adding on kind of being so far away. So all that uncertainty made me gravitate towards soccer and really latch on to that, because it was the one really constant thing in my life that I knew very well and felt confident in. And I got to play a lot my first year, which kind of gave me a lot of, you know, confidence and excitement. But there were definitely ups and downs in that year. And I have always been this way, but it was heightened my first year, the idea of this perfectionism and needing to have it all together at all moments. And so that was one thing I really struggled with, not really having an outlet, because, you know, the really good friends I had known for so long and my family, they were so far away. And although you can be in communication, it's not the same as kind of in person. So that struggle to just act kind of like everything was going well. I wanted my parents, you know, I wanted them to know I was doing well. And I was, like I said, there are a lot of good moments. excuse me. Our team did incredibly well that year. We made it pretty far in the tournament. But it really was my second year when I started to realize, like, soccer, I wasn't playing as much. I was injured and I couldn't get healthy. And it was just so difficult. And so trying to grapple with that, I was going to Bible study, Athletes in Action Bible study, and it was an incredible environment, something I really had never had. And the one really important thing that I latched onto was this idea of audience of one, that, you know, there are so many voices around me, so many people to play for, but in reality, God is the only one, the only voice that you need to be listening to. And so that freed me, because I myself can push myself, push my standards. It's never a lack of effort or a lack of wanting something. It's always just maybe setting my standards a little too high for that perfection. And that's something I think, you know, all athletes, no matter what the level, struggle with. You know, like, you want to be perfect. You know, there's one person who's the best or one team that's the best, and you're going to fail. And so trying to, it has helped me so much have a more positive outlook on my failures in soccer and getting better, to have my identity be first and foremost in Christ, and know that, you know, I'm loved, significant, important, and that's all before I even step out on the field. So that idea that I don't have to be perfect, because the Lord himself is perfect, and that's where, you know, I was beautifully and wonderfully made. And in Christ's eyes, I am perfect. I actually talked to someone not long ago, and I was telling them about this perfection that I crave for. And he was saying that it's not bad to be a perfectionist. And I was kind of like, interesting, because I always, you know, hear that, you know, you shouldn't be a perfectionist, because it's just, you know, too high of standards, especially in the faith aspect, because, you know, we're imperfect. And so I thought that was really interesting. And I asked him, well, what do you mean? And he told me that it just matters who you're striving, like why you're striving for perfection. So if I'm striving for perfection in my friend's eyes, or in a boyfriend's eyes, or in my coach's eyes, that perfection varies person to person. So if you're constantly striving for human perfection, you're never going to reach everyone's standard of perfection. But if you strive for God's form of perfection, which is just being what he created you to be, that's incredible. And that freed me and transformed my heart. And just that overwhelming feeling of love is something that has actually just, it's just changed the way I look at people, the way I look at situations, and especially the way I look at my sport and being able to go out and glorify God in that.
Wow, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host, and we're talking with third-year student athlete Betsy Brandon, a member of the University of Virginia women's soccer team. Betsy, let's back up also a little bit further because I read your bio. It seemed, and for our listeners, what you need to know probably is obvious, but if you come to the University of Virginia on a soccer scholarship for either men's or women's team, you are an elite athlete. You are the best of the best. And Betsy, I know your coach, Steve Swanson, very well. I know his wife, Julie. So happy that you chose the University of Virginia. But it appears to me, when I read your bio, you must have been a phenom in soccer at a very young age because you made it on to was it the junior national team, U14, U15, 16, all the way?
Yes.
How did they find you? You must have been just amazing because there's a gazillion kids playing soccer. Here you are out in Colorado, which, I mean, maybe it's a hotbed of soccer, but when us old soccer players used to play, we never really heard of a lot of kids from Colorado, but how'd they find you? Tell me about that.
You hit it right on the head. I think that Colorado has become an incredible hotbed for especially women's soccer. And so I feel fortunate to have grown up in Colorado. And there were three really major soccer clubs around me, and I played for a really good one. I got to play up, and that was one thing that playing with older age groups, playing with boys, it really helped, you know, expand my opportunities and expand ways I could be seen. So there were many, you know, regional events, national events that our team would go to, and there are scouts that come to that. And that's honestly how I actually, that's how you get recruited, really. And so that's why I feel so fortunate to be able to have grown up in a place that had that, because, you know, you can have talent and stuff, but if you're not seen, and if there's no way to get seen, but yes, I feel incredibly fortunate for those opportunities.
Well, tell me about soccer, because I'm an old soccer player. What was it to you about soccer? Like, because I saw that you played basketball and
I played volleyball, basketball, softball, but I kind of stopped all those when I hit like 11.
What was it about soccer? Why was that the, you know, why did that end up being your form of expression in athletics? What was it?
I just felt so much joy when I played soccer. And I felt, obviously there's a natural ability that comes along with it, but the one thing about soccer is your athleticism isn't the most important thing. It's more about your mind. And so, especially in the center of the field, I've never been the fastest or, you know, can jump the highest or any of that, which can put some pressure on you. But so that's where I found soccer. I found the way I see the game and my mind, it just helps me a lot. And so the joy that actually came from being able to express myself in that was incredible. And that's probably why I latched on to it. So
lefty
early.
Or righty?
I'm a righty.
Okay. And do you have a cannon can you shoot it really hard?
So it's funny because when I dribble, when I'm passing the ball, I prefer my right. Mm. But when I'm shooting or long balls, I prefer my left.
Wow.
So it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's strange.
And are you a midfielder?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're a runner. Those of our listeners who don't understand soccer, if you are in the midfield, so I was a forward, and so we can kind of slack off when the ball goes back on defense. And the defenders, they get, you know, their moments of rest. In the midfield, there is no rest. And if you can't run box to box to box to box to box and keep up an incredible, phenomenal work rate, well, you just have to find another position. That's not the place for you on the field. So you have to be very, very fit.
Yes, indeed. It's and that's what we're working on right now in the spring season, getting that fitness up there. You know, you can always be better.
Oh, gosh. I have so many more questions, but I'm so glad that you're on the program. I have a lot to talk about. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back in just a moment with more of our interview with third-year student-athlete Betsy Brandon on the University of Virginia women's soccer team. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in today with us on the program. University of Virginia student-athlete Betsy Brandon, third-year on the women's soccer team. Betsy, what are you studying and what's the future hold for you?
I am double majoring in Spanish and in speech therapy. Mm-hmm. The future is so unknown. I would love to say that I know what I want to do, but looking actually into the next year, I really don't know where I'll be next year at this time, because I would love to enter the draft for soccer, but I'm not honestly sure how that's going to go. It really depends on how this next season goes. But I would like to play soccer, whether it's here in the U.S. or actually abroad. I think it'd be incredible to go to maybe Spain and be able to use my Spanish. That would be amazing. But after that, I was actually just talking to a teammate about that about an hour ago. I think I want to go to grad school for speech therapy. Mm. Don't know where that will be. My sister's a speech therapist, and she went to Louisiana State University. My whole family has gone to Louisiana State University, and I am the one who has veered off.
Made the right, correct decision, yes.
Yes, but so there's a school there, and that would be incredible because I have a lot of extended family there. But really throwing that one up to the Lord and kind of just taking it day by day right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure your faith will help you, you know, during the uncertain times of the future. But let me ask you this, and I have so many questions for you, but let me just go back to this one. Do you feel like you hear from God? Because we ask that question on this show a lot. People want to know, do you hear from God? And so, you know, my answer is yes, absolutely. But I want to know, do you hear from God, and maybe how that happens for you?
So I am a big talker. So I have a hard time actually sitting in silence and really, you know, listening, because a lot of times it's like, oh my goodness, Lord, these are all the things going on in my life. Please bring peace to my heart, you know, whether it's needing to pray for other people, whether it's praying for myself. And that was actually one thing during Lent I really focused on, trying to, in preparation for Easter, trying to spend at least, you know, a couple minutes of quiet time, because that might sound really easy, but that is really difficult, you know, to just sit there and really and lock in, and not think about other things. So I would say I feel like I hear from the Lord in His word, obviously. But then in reflecting on that, I feel sometimes when I'm in quiet time, it's like I start to think about so many things, and all these things in my life start to kind of come together. And maybe it's focused around something I read in a book or actually in the word. And it's hard to describe, but it's really incredible when I feel like maybe everything I've been hearing from Bible study and then Athletes in Action, maybe a conversation with a friend, and then my own stuff, it kind of starts to, you know, come together, which makes sense because, you know, the word is so interconnected. But the other thing, I love to take pictures. I got a camera for Christmas, and I absolutely love to look at the sunrise, but especially the sunset. And over spring break, I went to Alabama, which my grandparents have a beach house there, and sitting on the dock and just watching the sunset, I feel that's the closest I'll ever be to the Lord, because I feel so peaceful and I feel Him all around me. And so I think nature's one thing that really, really speaks to me, and it is incredible. I look in awe at the beautiful sunset. Mm.
Yes. I have so many more questions, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Betsy Brandon, third-year student-athlete in the University of Virginia. Betsy, so sorry, I'm going back in time again. You're this amazing athlete at 13, 14, 15. You're this phenom now, because I know what it takes to make it to the University of Virginia as a women's soccer player. I know what it's like to be a student athlete at UVA, and you have to be the best of the best. And so I'm wondering, how has your faith changed you? Because to make it to the top in athletics, it's awfully very difficult. You have to be very, very self-centered in a way. And it's difficult because, you know, you have to focus on your career. You have to focus on, you know, getting on the right team. You have to focus on me, me, me. And then all of a sudden, this transformation happens. And now you don't seem to be the prototypical. Well, I know you're not. You're not the prototypical athlete who's all about me. Now it seems so reverse and countercultural. How has your faith changed you? Or maybe it has. I'm curious about that.
That's a really good question. I think about that, and I think a lot of athletes think about that a lot. Whether you have faith or not, it's so hard to have so much pressure all the time and the need to constantly perform. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really one of the hardest things. And I've actually, this past season, we lost to UCLA and we were out in California. And I just, you know, I sat there after the game in my hotel room and I felt, you know, heartbroken. I was like, you know, we deserved more. You know, we didn't play well that game, but I just felt like we worked so hard. And I remember I have this Instagram. It's a Jesus Instagram. I post a lot of kind of reflections on it. And I wear on my wrist GGHH in games, glorify God, honor him, to remind me of why I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And I sat there and looked at my arm and I'm like, I'm tempted to just feel so sorry for myself right now. And it's easy to see God in the moments where, you know, things are seamless. Things just go. But I had to sit there and reflect and think, you know, how hard is it to be able to say, you know, there is good that will come out of this. And in the moment, that's incredibly difficult. And I reflected actually on the way back on that plane ride. I was like, you know, I could write a book about being a Christian athlete because it's like from in one respect, it just seems so contradictory when athletics seems, you know, to get to the top, you have to, you know, step on other people to get there. And, you know, and that's not always how it is. I have a great team environment, but it's like, why do we hate certain teams so much? You know, it's like this rival. Like we hate them. And it's like, I don't even know any of those girls. Why do I hate them? And so it's funny because
it's okay to hate Duke on this program. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh my goodness. And that's funny because, you know, that's one of the teams I have a bunch of friends on for soccer. And so it's like, you know, Duke is such a big rival. And then I'm like, I really like a lot of girls on that team. But it's so funny because I've thought a lot about it. And I'm glad you asked that question. But it's kind of like glory for me versus glory for God. Play for me versus play for God. And I've thought a lot about it and talked to my sister about it, talked to my dad about it. But just what it is to be a Christian athlete and how the world tells you, you know, you need to do all these things. You need to, you know, practice makes perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And I'm like, that's being hammered into my mind. No wonder I want to be perfect, you know? And so that idea that, you know, it's actually more freeing. You can play more free and more of yourself and honestly better if you feel like your worth doesn't depend on performance and a perfect performance. And that has been absolutely revolutionary. And I think sometimes you might think, you know, maybe a Christian athlete, you don't care as much about winning. It's not that at all. It's just that there's respect for your opponent. We pray, a group of girls and us pray before every game. And it's like the reminder, you know, I pray that you help us respect our opponents, respect our teammates, lift each other up and not get so caught up in the frustration of the game. You know, this should be a way to glorify God. And that has been transformative for me because I finally feel that joy again that I felt once because it was such a weight on me for so long.
Yes.
And I remember my dad reflects on it all the time and he'll be like, I loved watching you as a little kid, you know, running around there just like carefree. Mm-hmm. And I reflected on that. That was a couple of years ago and I was like, I mean, why am I not like that anymore?
And why can't I be where I used to be?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And so with being a lot of pressure when I was a little bit younger and not having as much experience, you know, just in life and not being where I wanted to be in my faith, I put so much pressure on myself and I let, you know, national team, I let coaches, I let that be my worth. And when I stopped getting called into camps, I felt like I wasn't good enough. And so now I know that it doesn't matter how I perform because all that matters is that I'm giving 100%. Mm-hmm. You know, don't give anything less than 100% because that would be sacrificing the gift. that quote is up in Tony Bennett's office. We do our Bible study there, but I love that quote. Mm. Because, you know, that's all you can ask of yourself. Mm. You can only ask yourself to give everything you have.
Well, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with third-year student athlete at the University of Virginia, Betsy Brandon, and we're almost done with the show, Betsy, but I want to tell you, I was really touched by your talk at the University of Virginia, and the point that you made that struck home to me was that when you said that I don't have to be perfect because he is perfect for me, and then you went on to say, and so when that weight rolled off of my shoulders, I, in that moment, felt weight come off of mine. And so I want to thank you for that message. And I really believe that no matter where you go, that you are going to be called into some type of Christian ministry that will be kind of sailing along right with that. And I hope you get to play professional soccer. And
thank you.
And that would just be amazing. But as we finish up the program today, wondering if you have any favorite go-to Bible promises? Is there anything that when the world is starting to crash down, exams or soccer season or preseason or all the pressure cookers of third-year students'
definitely.
Life, where do you go?
What I reflected on this past week in preparing for my testimony, my grandfather passed away a few weeks ago, and that was the most difficult pain I've ever felt in my life, and it just felt kind of crushing. And the idea that, you know, I don't have to be okay in all the moments. You know, being Christian doesn't mean you never experience pain. You know, it's not that you don't experience those things, but the idea that the Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Mm. That one is just, you know, it's not saying, you know, you have to be better. You know, the healing process is fast, because that's what we feel. The healing process is slow. So that's the one that has really sustained me these past 2 weeks. And then with the transforming of the heart, the Ezekiel 36:26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I'll remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
Look out, world. A star is born. Betsy Brandon, amazing. Good luck to you. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Betsy, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Heal a broken heart. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new.